Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna see us down. Down. At the bottom of the mat. Uh-huh. Other shows ain't worthy. Uh-huh. Every topic cut at 8 o'clock Monday and Thursday.
So
on the Miss Lee. We knew that these screech.
Yeah.
The best in radio. Why tell us if we already
know?
Hey, tell them what you went for.
Yeah.
Just hit the phone line. Get some info.
Hello?
That's 347215651
uh-huh.
9 uh-huh. Simple. Jot it down if you need a pencil.
Woo.
It's official. If an issue, we can get you. If you call, we
call.
Can get you. Say your name. Say what's on your mental. It is what it is. Right here with Miss Lee.
What up?
It's time to start the show. You damn right.
You damn right.
Get me.
Monday night's heavy topics.
We gonna talk about Thursday night. Whatever's popping.
We gonna talk about
Miss Lee's on a mission. Stilettos and combos division.
What?
To get people talking.
Huh?
To get people listening.
Alright.
As the show grows, you know the guest list. It goes.
Uh-huh.
From R&B divas to stars from those TV shows.
Okay.
People making a difference. Footprints.
Combos.
Combos and poets. Artists
more,
with dope flows. The elements represent, as
he
said, go pro. People making things happen. People making things go. From TV to film and even music too. Talk about the things that people say and the things that they do. Let's get it.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your girl, Miss Lee, bringing you another lovely edition of Hot Combos. I'm going to try to make tonight lovely. It's definitely a day of just mixed and unnervy emotions, and that's the sense that I get, the pulse of how everybody's feeling about a lot of the events that has happened over the last week or so. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to steer this conversation in one way, but I kind of felt that it's definitely more important that we really, really talk about the things that's hitting home, you know, and it's very, very, very disheartening in more than a sense. So, yeah, it's Hot Combos. Thursday nights is where I talk about a lot of the hottest pieces of conversation that's hitting the media right now as we speak. And we mix in some music and some conversation along the way to get you talking. As always, you know how to connect to the show. Definitely give us a call and voice your opinion on your thoughts on what's going on right now and how you're feeling about what happened in Charleston. 347-215-6519 is the number. 347-215-6519 is the number. Also, definitely connect with the show and on Facebook. Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee is the number. I'm sorry, on Facebook. Clearly my mind is gone dealing with all this. As well as connect with the show on Twitter. Stilettos Combo, like, follow. I'm glad that my lovely man voice has joined me this evening.
Hey, what's up,
how are you doing tonight?
it's been a night. I had to run in a little late because I'm, working security in the house. Yeah, some snafus with the door. And, with the way things is going, you can't never be too safe these days. So I had to make sure that my family is secure, make sure everybody is good, make sure the house is secure. You can't have nobody running up in the shack like that. That just isn't good.
You know that, right?
Good. My heart is so heavy, Lee. Over all the stuff that's going on in the world today, all the stuff that's going on, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling overwhelmed by the negativity. I'm feeling overwhelmed by the violence. I'm feeling overwhelmed by the wretchedness. I'm feeling overwhelmed just by the ridiculousness that's going on. And it's like, damn. Even like, can we get back to love? What do we need to do to get back to love? That's what we need to do, because this world is swinging so out of control, and it's hitting me like, yo, this is what my kids got left. Really?
And to think you have kids, like, for someone like me who doesn't have kids, I'm like, damn, do I even want to bring children into this world? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. And I'm with you on that. Like, I'm in such a offset mood that I'm still, and I think these situations, you know, overall, because there has been an evolution in just what's over the war right now, across the United States. I'm not even talking about Russia. I'm not talking about Korea. I'm not talking about Africa. I'm not talking about any of those other places, because in my personal opinion, none of that matters right now. You know, we started off this past week transitioning away from Caitlyn, right, and Bruce. We got away from that. And then Rachel appears in the news, and I posted commentary right here on the Stilettos and Combos at Lucy Facebook page, as well as here on Blog Talk Radio, on some thoughts that I had. It's a quick little 30-minute podcast on just some thoughts, because all of that kind of came to play either Monday or Tuesday, and we had some technical issues on Monday. So, you know, I know that was kind of in the news for the last 3 or 4 days. And then in between that, it was like Donald Trump runs for president. I'm like, what is going on? And then I wake up this morning and just blown away by what happened in South Carolina. And, you know, and then the comments and the outrage and how everybody is feeling, you know, in regards to something like a murder, just a multiple murder, happens in a church in the middle of a prayer group with this massacre. I mean, and these are the things that I wonder, like, a part of me was like, damn, are we in 1962? Like, what's really going on today? And how do we overcome, and what do we do? And these things are just crazy. So just to let everybody know, Wednesday, Dylan Ruth, 21 years old, of Lexington, South Carolina, went into
Before we keep going on with this, let's not even give this man's name no light or credibility. Let's just call him the coward from here on out. Because I think, like, from all the stuff that I was hearing, he was doing it and he was trying to be on some natural born killers. I'm going to leave one alive so they could tell the story. This dude is a coward and he's a nut. And he's a terrorist. So let's just even refer to him in one of those three terms: the nut, the coward, or the terrorist. Because his name should be Bert.
So the dude. So he sat in the church with these wonderful people of God, and he So he sat in the church, and it was nine victims. Cynthia Hurd, who's 54, Susie Jackson, who's 87, Ethel Vance, who's 70, the Reverend, Reverend DePayne Middleton, Dr., 49, Honorable Reverend Clemenza Tickney, who was 41, Tywanza Sanders, 26 years old, Reverend Daniel Simmons, Sr., 74 years old, Reverend Sharonda Singleton, 45 years old, and Myra Thompson, all lost their life Wednesday night due to this coward, in the words of the shooting up everybody in the church. And a little girl who was 5 was also in the church, and she immediately played dead, and her life was saved because she played dead. They tracked him down about 200 miles away in Shelby, North Carolina, and he was taken into custody at about 11 a.m. today. Someone got a call and said they saw him, and then a local newspaper in North Carolina pretty much confirmed the details, and then, yeah, he's taken into custody. So I'm glad that they found the guy. I'm glad that he's not running around and just wreaking havoc on the world, okay? Because, and you
but
know,
you heard,
he's
you heard
in
how
so many ways.
Gun, right? Have you heard how he got the gun?
No, I don't see that in CNN. I don't see them reported that part. How did he get the gun? Because I might have missed that. It was so many articles going on about this situation that I definitely might have missed.
If I'm not mistaken, his father gave him a 45 for his birthday present.
His father gave him a gun? I wouldn't be surprised. Yep. In South Carolina. Isn't that what they do down there in them parts?
People believe it's my God-given right to
bear arms,
to have a weapon,
yeah.
And bear. That's not a God-given right, people.
Yeah.
If that was a God-given right, you would have been born with a 9mm. Each and every person would have came out their mother's womb with some type of weapon. So, you know what I mean? It's like all these cowards. I mean, like, people think guns give you power. No,
yeah.
What's on the inside of you gives you power and courage. But there's a lot of cowards out here that run around as misguided that think these weapons give them power. And I'm sick of it. I mean, like, I'm sick of it from the nuts that's walking around on the street trying to cause harm and damage to the police who walk around like they're above the law, to the extremists like ISIS, who feel as though having control of these weapons allow them to run people's lives and implement Sharia law and, you know, things of that nature. It's just, I'm angry. Like, I'm angry, and it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, what can you do? Like, it's one of those things. It's like, all of this, and now it's like, what can I do?
You know, and I want to shout out Debbie Dill. She was the individual that reported Ruth to the police. She spotted him on her way to work and followed him for 35 miles. She said she said I've been praying for those people on my way to work. I was in the right place at the right time. So then that she followed him for those miles and then called the police, got the license plate information, and then that's how they caught him. And then the survivor said they recounted the man coming into the church asking for picnic, sitting next to him during a prayer meeting for an hour. He started shooting and reloaded 5 times. When a man pleaded for him to stop, So he replied, "You rape our women and you're taking over our country. You have to go." A law enforcement official says witnesses told the authorities and government stood up and said he was there to shoot black people. So now they're pretty much just trying to uncover whether or not he's linked to any hate groups and that kind of a thing. Now, the church, of course, has a historical presence. The Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church was in Charleston since 1816, and it's also known as Mother Emmanuel. That's been the headquarters of civil rights over the years. It was burned to the ground at one point and then rebuilt. And throughout history, it has become, it has overcome obstacles, earthquakes, banned by the state, all kinds of things. So this church is definitely a church of rejuvenation. Now, people have been upset and voicing their opinion on the way that he was captured. And see, I don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you feel the same way. I think people just now are just voicing opinions and they're just acting off of emotion. They're saying, how is he captured with a bulletproof vest on? If this was a black boy that shot up the church and I'm just like, look.
That's foolishness. that's bullshit. You know why I'm going to say that? Because it's like you want this guy to be roughed up and treated cruelly, like we've seen so many black people in the news being treated. But the reality about that is this: those episodes in the news are not for the normal for police. The episodes
right.
in the news that come up with black people getting treated and messed up is from the assholes that's out there, the asshole cops that's out there. That's doing wrong that should have never been on a police force in the first place. Now, they
right.
apprehended, I'll get a police props for apprehending this dude quickly and without
mm-hmm.
incident.
Right.
That's all you could hope for. Now,
right.
I hope they throw this motherfucker in gym pop. And I'm using language like
I
this
mean,
on him
he's
because...
He's 21, so he's definitely going to general. He's not a minor. He's 21 and clearly knows...
No, I'm saying... Like, more than likely, because of the crime, he won't be put in gym pop. He'll probably be put in isolated confinement so he could go through the justice system. Because I'm pretty damn sure if they put his ass in gym pop, he will get ripped to shreds.
Yeah. I saw today President Obama's reaction in his statement. And I'll share that as well on the Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee face-to-face so you guys can take a look at it as well. President Obama gave a 7-minute statement today with Vice President Joe Biden on the situation that unfolded in Charleston. And, see, watching this, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen this as well, I watched this, and I how people can talk. But in their mind, they really got some other words that they really want to say, and they just really can't say it because...
they try and be politically correct.
Yes. So it was like, and I kind of like, I was watching this, and Biden, the whole time, you could tell he's like biting his tongue. And he's looking at Obama, and he's just nodding along with them. But like deep down, how you can read somebody's mind? And he was just like, this is some book. Like, I could tell, like, both of them behind closed doors were cussing, just going straight gangster. Like, I just sensed it. And, Obama, he definitely did the politically correct thing, but I really know and feel in my heart of hearts that he really had some other stuff to say. And I really I wish there was, like, a translator that would say what he really wanted to say. Because
like the anger translator?
Yes.
On Saturday Night Live, the anger
yes.
translator?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Because it's like,
again on my again during my watch, again during my command.
Right.
Some more foolishness like this goes down.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I'm posting it right now on the Stilettos and Convos Witnessly Facebook page as well as on Twitter. So you can take a look at the video. But I could just tell. I just know they just wanted to say some other stuff. And I would have been okay if they did. Like, I feel like it comes to a point where you just as president, say what the hell you want to say. I don't know. Nonetheless. So everybody's outraged. Everybody's posting different comments. I saw a post talking about we can't have ice cream and Skittles. We can't pray in the church. We can't do this. We can't do that. When will this end and when will this stop? And, you know, I hear everybody's frustration, and I definitely understand. Like, it's getting a little rough, and it definitely is weighing on my heart a little. You know, it's weighing on my heart. It's like church is supposed to be that place of peace and that place of sanctity and that place of
prayer. It's supposed
prayer
to be, it's a sanctuary.
It should be a sanctuary. It should be, and it's like, you know, it's just crazy and how symbolic of that. It's deep on so many levels because it is supposed to be this place of sanctity and safe house and a spiritual release from the world, and it's open to anybody. And clearly this is an African Methodist church and a Caucasian person walks in, so clearly these people were not racist or any, like, you know, because people of God, at the end of the day, God is God. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm gonna call this dude a strict coward with that, because if he was really about it, and if his statement really was, y'all are raping our women and all that other, their rhetoric, then he should have went to the hood with that bullshit and seen how far he got.
Yeah. It you know, that alone would have just been, it's crazy. But it's a lot of people just are just outraged, as everyone should be. And I'm just at a loss. I'm just at a loss of words. And there is something, excuse me, that I want to read, that was posted on the Coward's Facebook page. And the Coward got a post last night on his Facebook page from someone who found him on Facebook and decided to write him something. So the guy's name is Marcus Stanley. He's 30 years old. He's an award-winning gospel musician out of Virginia. Marcus has been shot 8 times and has lived a hard life. So Marcus says, and I'm going to read this because I think these words are powerful, and then I spoke on the comment as well. Marcus says, I don't know you, but when I searched for your name from the news outlet, it led me here. You're not captured yet, so there is a chance that you may see this message. I don't look at you with the eyes of hatred or judge you by your appearance or race, but I look at you as a human being that made a horrible decision to take the lives of non-living and breathing people. Children do not grow up with hatred in their hearts. In this world, we are born colorblind. Somewhere along the line, you were taught to hate people that are not like you. And that's truly tragic. You have accomplished nothing from this killing but planted seeds of pain that will forever remain in the hearts of the families that have lost their lives and countless hearts around our country. If you're still out there and you have your phone with you, give your heart to Jesus and confess your sins with a heart of forgiveness. He is the only one that can save your soul and forgive you for the terrible act you have done. I love you, Dylan. Even in the midst of the darkness and pain you've caused, but more importantly, he loves you. If you would like to make that confession, then repeat these words. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. I need your forgiveness. I believe in your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood from the cross of Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word, Romans 10:9, that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. Right now, I confess Jesus as the Lord of my soul with my heart. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. With this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. And according to his word, right now I am saved. Thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace that never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Amen. God bless you, Dylan. At 2:10, so that was posted at 11-ish. 2:10 p.m., Dylan's Facebook page was removed from Facebook. So that was the last post that was posted on his Facebook page. So the person that shared that Facebook post and the article that was uncovered with that post posted it on their Facebook page, and I was reading some of the comments, and a lot of hate was said by a lot of the other individuals that commented on that. You know, a lot of hate was given, and then my comment in response to the hate and reverse racism from the African-American individuals that posted, I said this is something that those who love God unconditionally can understand. It has nothing to do with hate. It has all to do with God. Yes, we all have emotions, and yes, we all are pissed, but even Jesus was betrayed by Judas, and he still forgave him even though he knew what was going to happen to him. I don't want to sound preachy, but everybody reacts to situations differently. A sin is a sin is a sin, but forgiveness in any sense of the word transcends all. Just my thoughts. That was my comment to all the hate that was going on in the thread of that message. But, you know, for somebody who is a gospel artist and took the time out to find the person and you know, and find the coward to post that on their Facebook page. I mean, everybody's approaching the situation so differently. But when I read it, I was like, wow, that's kind of deep right there. Oh, jeez, Chris. So that old Sam,
even when you look at it, that's like, Can it get any? Well, I'm pretty sure it can, but that's just like evil. You know what I mean? You sat in church and prayed with these people. I don't know if you prayed with them, but you observed them praying. You observed people who, and I can't say that church people are perfect, because nobody knows what sins people have in their closet. But you, on the face of it, it was a service to uplift and teach scripture and talk and learn about God. So, you know, yes, I'm thinking to a person that believes in no God, to a person that has no faith and only has faith in self or faith in man, then it's not going to be looked at as an act of evil. But, I mean, you can't, even if you just go moralistically, these weren't the people that you had so much anger against.
Right.
Like at the
end
of the day, if you got anger against a group of people, these weren't the people that you had anger against.
Right.
So, and that's the main reason why this dude is a coward. Because the so-called ones that he felt were raping and killing, now he will be amongst those that's raping and killing. And let's see what kind of mercy he gets for them.
And I just saw a new update that, and this is allegedly, I don't want to say it's truth, but I just saw an update that said that his roommate knew that he was planning this attack for 6 months. So,
and he needs to go to jail too.
Yeah. Oh, it's too much, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Hot Convos with Miss Lee and T. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more conversation going on in the news. We're going to take a little musical break with a little Frankie Beverly, Joy and Pain. Here on Hot Convos with Miss Lee. About these hot topics and so many new developments in this Charleston case. It's just been reported also that a Facebook page was created for justice for Dylan Roof. I mean, people, I don't know. In the event that this is actually true, I have not Googled the Facebook page, but there are screenshots of it all across social media as well as the internet. People always want to, at the end of the day, You know, America has so many very, very interesting individuals who might still live in 1962. I don't really know. The FBI and everybody is down in Charleston, and they are treating this as a hate crime and is doing an investigation, which brings another level of the conversation, which is about gun laws, and I think that's definitely going to be a top level of convos in the up-and-coming week or two, because I feel like this is something that we need to talk about, and we haven't talked about gun laws on the show. However, I think it is something that is important, and, you know, there's so many red states versus blue states, and election time is coming, and, you know, I'm just curious to see what these up-and-coming presidential candidates, what their angle will be and what they're going to talk about with these, what's going on across America. So, I want to know your thoughts on what's going on in Charleston and how you're affected. And, you know, if you know or are related to anybody, prayers with the family, because I know a lot of people from South Carolina, and they're definitely going through it. And the sad thing about it, T, is that Sunday is Father's Day, and, you know, a lot of people have their dads with them. You know what I'm saying? It's Father's Day because of this crime. It's just that. So 347-215-6519 is the number. Feel free to voice your opinion on what your thoughts are on this topic. Also in the news, in the spirit of Father's Day, and this is some foolery, tomfoolery, if you ask me. There was a new development with Hallmark and the Mahogany brand of Hallmark. It had hit the shelves for Father's Day, and there's a new category of cards for Father's Day, and the cards are now in the section that says, "For you, Mom, on Father's Day." And this card is marketed only in the Mahogany section of Hallmark cards, which means it's pretty much tailored to the Browns, okay, and the Blacks, for the Blacks. So a lot of people were outraged, and I had my opinion on this as well, because I have my own big issue with mothers calling themselves fathers on Father's Day. And every Father's Day, there's always a social media war going on between people who are single moms or mothers who are single moms who are taking the credit from the deadbeat dads that they had unprotected sex with and chose to have a baby with. But at the end of the day, T, as a father, I must ask you, what are your thoughts on this new type of holiday card for mothers on Father's Day?
You know what? It's a Hallmark holiday. I don't have the time to get upset over a made up holiday. Like, for me, Father's Day ain't just on. For me, as a father, Father's
right.
Day is not just on this Saturday or Sunday coming up. Like, and most of the times, I even forget that it's a holiday. It's not even a holiday. It's a Hallmark card. It's a consumer holiday. Something made to sell goods. You know what I'm saying? Something made to sell servicing goods directed towards men. My whole thing is, as a father, every day for me is Father's Day. Every day I come home and see my children. Every day that every moment I get to spend in the presence of my kids. And every time I get to say I love you to my kids, every time I get to put a smile on my kids' face, every time I get to see the appreciation and joy in my children's eyes, just for whatever I do, whether it's providing, whether it's being there, just the conversation, to me that's Father's Day. Father's Day is being able to take my little girl out for a movie and ice cream, and she enjoys herself. Father's Day is me being able to go to the movies or do whatever, have a nice conversation with my son about life. Father's Day is me being able to give or impart the knowledge and wisdom that I have been able to be blessed with through the experiences that I've had in my life, and me being able to pass that on
to my kids, that's Father's Day. Every day that I can do something of that nature is Father's Day. Every day when I wake up in the morning and I go into my kids' rooms and I say, good morning, have a great day, I love you, that's Father's Day. So for it to be some Hallmark holiday and now you want to have single moms or bitter mothers, because there are deadbeat dads out there.
Yes, they are.
There are asshole dudes that don't look at fatherhood the same way that I look at it. But, I mean, I don't have the time to waste on an outrage because it's a card for a mom on a Father's Day, which is a made-up ass holiday in the first place. Really?
I completely understand, and, you know, you definitely represent the fathers out there that are, you know, dads and fathers, and they're there for their, you know, their kids on, you know, a 24-hour basis. I think the part of the situation that kind of outrages me, outside of the fact of mothers not taking ownership of the assholes that they fuck with, the bigger issue is that the card for me was targeted in the minority demographic of cars, because it shows a bigger racial issue and a bigger societal issue that either A, it's seen and perceived as reality that way from other races and it's not an issue, when I know that there are single moms that are white, Asian, Hispanic, Polish, Italian, who has deadbeat fathers who are raising their children alone, who might have the same point of view, but you put it in the mahogany section of Hallmark. That's the underlying issue that I have with the card. Not to say that, yeah, absolutely, it's definitely something that, you know, it speaks to the getting money and blah, blah, blah. But why is it only in the mahogany section? Why isn't it a separate section overall for Hallmark cards? Because that's the way you want to go. That's the issue I have with it.
Before there's any outrage coming from my direction, which over this card you really won't see any outrage, let's talk to the person that created it. Like, who did you wrong? Now, if it was a black woman that created it and was like, so who did you wrong? You know, if it was a white woman that created it, then, okay, why didn't you fight for it to be in all sections and not just mahogany? Because I'm pretty sure you get your money up for your publishing or whatever you get from making these cards. So, I mean, like, I'm tired of looking at race and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's assholes out here. Racism is subtle. Overt racism is wrong. It's a lot of ignorance out here, too.
It is.
I don't have the energy to be outraged at every perceived slight. I mean, like, I see it. It's bullshit. So, like, if I see it and I know it's bullshit, then you know what my response back to Hallmark is I'm not going to buy Hallmark cards anymore. I'll go ahead and buy Crofton cards. And if you really that outraged, if you go into a Hallmark store and you really feel that badly about what it is, then whatever cards you have in your hand, put them down, walk out the store, go to another store, and spend your money in another store. Stop getting mad.
Yeah, because you definitely, you know, hurt the pockets more by not buying than you do supporting it.
When we look at businesses and companies, when we look at businesses and companies, our outrage shouldn't so much be spoken, but rather should be, let's put our money where our mouths are instead.
Right.
I'm stop telling these companies, I don't know what, I just want to support you. Just like Papa John's,
right,
when he was popping that dumb stuff about raising the minimum wage will put me out of business, or, you know, Obamacare will put me out of business because now I got to provide, you know, I got to provide care to people. I think everybody should have affordable health care. And then when he was like, well, in order to counteract Obamacare, I'm going to start cutting people's hours so they're not full time. That, to me, is such a selfish, money means everything to me move, that I was like, I will no longer pay for a Papa John's pizza. If I get it free, or, you know, if some Papa John's pizzas fall off the back of the pizza truck and they still in the box, I might walk away with one of them, because Papa John's do make some good pizza.
Yeah,
but I ain't spending
my
money there.
I still order Papa John's, and I mean, everything.
But that's my outrage. If I feel
right.
like that about a company, I won't support them. I won't support it. And you know, mm-hmm. I put my money where my morals are. You know,
right.
if I don't like the way a company is doing something, like when Shell was, you know, I still remember it took me a long time to buy Shell gasoline, or even consider putting Shell gasoline in my car, because they were the last oil company to pull out of South Africa when apartheid was still the normal way of doing business. So as a result of that, even though I know apartheid had ended by the time I purchased my first car, I still would not purchase Shell gasoline for the fact that it took them so long to divest.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and I know my little $50 here ain't going to cripple a $50 billion company, but it make me feel better, and I don't support it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
If enough people feel like that and enough people are outraged, stop supporting these people. If enough people are really outraged with Hallmark, stop buying Hallmark cards.
I like papyrus cards, to be honest with you. They're a lot prettier, and they're a little bit more durable, if you ask me. But I don't know. I just – that was a big
– I don't know. $3
it
for something
that's
going to go right in the trash is kind of a waste of money.
I definitely feel that the demographic, the underlying tone is definitely just sickening to my stomach, let alone I always feel angry on Father's Day of these people who, you know, take the joy away from Father's Day. Like, you're a mother, you gave birth, you had Mother's Day, move on and let the dads have their day. Don't be upset that you had sex with a man that wasn't worth shit and you still slept with him and didn't have a condom on and you knew the dude wasn't ready to have a kid. You decided to have a kid anyway, and he's a deadbeat. Not to say that his actions should be excused, not to say that your actions should be ignored. However, take accountability, give your children some male role models, and move on and celebrate the role models in their life. Don't take the credit, because at the end of the day, that 5 minutes time or 20-minute time that your child could have with a man in their life can shape the man that they end up being. There's always a bigger picture, and a lot of women hold on to stuff that really shapes your life. Go, move on, move forward, and just grow, because it's just crazy. So every Father's Day, it happens. And my frat brother even put on Facebook, if I see any mother posting a happy Father's Day post, I'm going to delete you from my Facebook friends list, because I am going to be a new father, and I don't need that kind of negative energy around me and my newborn baby. My unborn baby can feel it through the computer. I was like, this is too funny. But, you know, it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, man. Happy Father's Day, team. That's just, you know.
Thank you.
I love my daddy. You know what I'm saying? My daddy. I love that man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and for those that are experiencing Father's Day without a father, you know, hugs and love, man. It's tough. Father's Day and Mother's Day are those two holidays if you don't have that mother or father on earth, it can be very difficult and very sad. So, in other news, because I like to keep moving, because so many things have transpired over the past couple of days, T. See, I didn't ask you. I posted my commentary on Rachel. Do you have any thoughts on the Rachel situation with her being black or white or in the middle or a
Oh, God.
I just want to give you the opportunity to. I don't know if you got something to say, but I would love to give you the opportunity to get you.
To me, this is a big distraction from more important things that's going on.
Uh-huh.
The lady wants to be black.
Yeah.
She worked. It's a non-need. It's a non-factor. Like, to me, it's such a non-factor. And, you know, I've had conversations with other people, and we disagree on a point where, you know, a friend of mine said, well, you know, because she lied about it, she disrespected and sullied the office of the NAACP chapter president and that arrogant. And I got what my friend was saying when she was going down that path, but I was like, being that as it may, is it really news? And then, and for
right.
me, the thing that really upset me about, you know, the big hubbub is since that story broke, we didn't hear nothing else about what's going on in McKinney, Texas. What's happening with the, it's like, look, black people get mad at this, not at that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you know, like, for me, it was a total distraction. I'm tired. And then, like, this lady, you know, she's clearly an intelligent person. But the way she handled it was dumb as hell. You know what I mean? So, like,
I don't know if
real,
she's really
like,
intelligent. I just think she's just mentally.
I mean, the word on the street is she has done a very good job in her position as the chapter president of the Spokane, Washington NAACP. Now, to be good, you have to have some kind of smarts to be effective at what you do. Now, she's effective at what she do. I can't put her in the total dumbass box. Like, I can't
right.
paint her with that picture. But, you know, the way that she handled it was dumb as hell. Like, real, like, you know, it probably would have been better for her to just not have said nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, there's plenty of black people throughout history that have tried to pass for white.
Absolutely.
That's not news. Yeah. That's really
right.
not news. If she feel like she black, the truth is she's not black. If she want to feel like she black, hey, you know, if you want to identify with the culture, knock
mm-hmm.
yourself out. If that, like, you know, all of this, oh, well, she told lies about this, to me, it's like, why is it news? Why are people going after her? Why is she? Why did she have two interviews on the Today Show? That's just nonsense.
It was a distraction. It really was, because the biggest distraction of the whole Rachel situation was coincidentally on the day of or the day after, there was another report that happened that also affects a lot of people in the United States of America. That the Dominican Republic is deporting Haitians born in the Dominican Republic back to Haiti. So it was kind of like, oh, yeah, Rachel is not really black, but she's white, but she's black, but she thinks she's white, but she wants to be white when she wants to, but then wants to be black. But then, like, across the water a little bit south, you got Haiti, who shares a border with the Dominican Republic, and they're pretty much cleansing ethnically Dominican Republic, sending back all Haitians who were either born in the Dominican Republic back across the border.
I saw that story.
Like the day that all this Rachel stuff happened. But Rachel took
but
president.
There was a lot of other stuff going on in the news too, like with you know, the airstrikes over in and I want to say Yemen, that
mm-hmm.
Killed one of the Al Qaeda leaders.
Yeah.
You know, under the radar, you know, the flat that Jeb Bush had that might have been able to derail his announcement of, you know, going I want to be the next president. So it's like when you see people, when you looking at these news stories, you got to do that with one eye on a slant, like for real. Like it's like, what is the purpose of this news? What is it covering?
Right.
Like, and that's my problem with media these days is.
Right.
Media is not a service for the people. Media is a business to make money, just like everything else. Like back in the day, media was a service to get information out to the people so the people can be informed with little bias, with little to no bias. That's the way it's supposed to be. But nowadays, when you're looking at it and you look at the people, these conglomerates that run the media, the NBCs, the ABCs, the CNNs, the Fox News Network, just want to investigate in about the people or the companies that own these and see where their interests lie. And then when you watch the news, then watch the news from that perspective of how is this making money for them or how is this furthering their agenda.
I feel like screaming like Lawrence Fishburne at the end of School Days when he was like, wake up! Because it's definitely, you know, a big wake-up moment, you know, in the news. And it is a distraction. Like, it's crazy how all these other things kind of stick through everybody, you know, over the past couple weeks with these unnecessary stories of just social entertainment BS that really means nothing. At least to my taxpaying dollars, honestly, you know, it's a little ridiculous. I am, again, so curious to see what these presidential debates and rallies and such, what the pulse of it will be, because I'm really just, I just want to see, because I feel like
politics.
You do, and I need this whole 2016 election situation to be focused on the United States of America, on the social, racial, societal injustices that's happening here.
I get into my politics, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but can we wait? Can we not start the whole running for president until the fall election?
I don't want to go through
all year of these political ads, because those things, the negative ads that you see, all of this negativity coming into you has an effect or impact, and you could barely turn away from it.
Right.
I just want to wait on it all. Like, you know.
You want to wait on it. That's your wish and a prayer.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I didn't need Obama to say one curse word before he leave office. Yeah. I want him to say word one time in the middle of a presidential statement. I want him to let it out, because I feel like over the eight years of his presidency, he said it a lot, and I didn't need him to just be like, what the?
I don't want to see that.
I need that in my life. It'll make me feel better for at least five minutes.
I want to see him continue to be the cool, reserved, calculating dude that, you know, he started off with. I want to see him in the way he started.
I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. It's Hot Convo. We're going to close out the show. There's a lot to talk about, but I felt that Charleston was definitely high priority because of something happening right now. And it will be a developing story that we will continue to follow here on Stilettos and Convos. There hasn't been any latest updates on what's going on in Texas. I was checking for that as well. That's kind of been hushed a little bit, which is very, very...
A little
very
bit.
Strange. Right. It's been muted.com. So as those stories develop, we will definitely discuss that. Again, for all you fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Enjoy your day. Mom, let the dads be dads. Let them walk around in their boxes if they want to. Just kind of, you know, let them do their thing and let them chill and just have a day of peace as well. You know, and those of you, again, who are celebrating this Father's Day without a dad, you know, just remember the good times that you had with your dad and just, you know, relish and smile on those times, because at the end of the day, his dad in heaven, because I'm just going to say all of the daddies are in heaven, you know, they're still giving you and guiding you along your path, even though they're not here in physical. Definitely tune in on Monday night. We will be here live and in color discussing some wonderful conversation pieces. Check out all of the previous episodes of Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee as well here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you have a show topic idea or any thoughts or feelings on any of the shows you know, feel free to shoot an email to Stilettos, the letter N, Combos at gmail.com, or leave a comment or message on the Facebook page. Shout out to everybody listening and tuning in and rocking with T&I over the years. And so we'll catch you on Monday at 8:30. Have a good one.